Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited for this week's show, but let's clear up last week's challenge first.
I said, start with the phrase powers of 10. Change one letter to an L, and you can rearrange the result to spell the four-letter name of an animal with four legs and the seven-letter name of an animal with no legs. What are they?
Well,
if you change one of the O's to an L, you can spell wolf and serpent.
Aha!
All right, Ian, it is the final show of the year. And as usual, that means it's time for the annual
leftovers.
It's questions clearance sale. But this year, instead of using leftover questions from categories I brought this year, I'm going to ask you questions from categories you brought this year.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting.
It's about time. From show number 233 about area codes. The lowest area code currently in use in the U.S. is 201, which covers most of northeastern New Jersey. The highest area code currently in use is 989, which was created when the region served by 517 was split. 989 serves Bay City, Mount Pleasant, Saginaw, and cities in the central part of what Midwestern state?
Michigan.
That is correct. Show number 237 was about famous American streets. Delaware Avenue in Buffalo, New York, is often called the Avenue of the Presidents because three presidentially related events took place there. Millard Fillmore died there after completing his term. William McKinley recovered in a house on the street after he was shot. And, after McKinley died, which then vice president was rushed there to take the oath of office?
T.R.
That is right, Teddy Roosevelt. Show number 247 was about aviation. The band Starship, perhaps best known for its 1980s number one hits We Built This City, Sarah, and Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, traces its roots back to, and is essentially a spin-off group from, what 1960s band that also has an aviation-related name?
That's The Jefferson Airplane.
The Jefferson Airplane is correct, in the same category as The Pink Floyd.
Right.
Yes.
And The Cream.
Show number 262 was, I suppose somewhat ironically, about long-running shows. In a list of the top 100 longest-running Broadway shows, there are two whose names contain the letter Q. What are they?
That's tough. Okay, well, one is probably Avenue Q.
That is correct. Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, Equus.
Equus is correct, yes.
You know, I was thinking of musicals. That was my mistake.
To put it very briefly, Avenue Q is about puppets and Equus is about horses.
Yeah, exactly.
And finally, show number 268 was about things with the initials FD. She won an Emmy Award for her guest appearance on the TV show Columbo, portrayed opera singer Maria Callas in a 1996 production of Masterclass, and was nominated for Best Actress for her roles in Bonnie and Clyde, Chinatown, and Network, winning only for the latter. Who is she?
I'll say Faye Dunaway.
You say the right thing, then. Faye Dunaway is correct. Well, it looks like Ian studied up on the categories he asked me about. Do you have any extra trivia questions lying around? We're probably going to need some next year, so send them to us at quiz@wamc.org.
And while you're waiting for midnight, you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Did I write it or did you?
We'll soon find out. Start with the word remainders. Rearrange the letters to spell a four-letter word for a part of a horse and a six-letter word for people who use horses. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, Happy New Year. Thanks for another great year. We'll be back at the same time next week.
All that back to you. We'll see you soon.